To those walking by, they must be a strange sight. Some of the passers-by pause or even come to a halt when they get a glimpse of Auerbach, who is the only one in the group in any sort of rush to move from the spot any time before dark. "Come on, gotta go," he barks again, walking slowly in the direction of the silver Mercedes convertible parked in front of him. A glance at the license plate will quickly dispel any doubt about who the car belongs to. It says simply, Celtic. Those riding with him know from his tone that this is last call, that it is time for one more handshake, a promise to call later in the week, a reminder to stay safe on the road. Even so, as Auerbach starts easing himself into the driver's seat, his passengers are still lingering just a tiny bit. There may be one more story to tell, one last laugh to be had before departing. Only when he is seated, engine running, and looks up one last time and says, "Hey, how about it?" do they finally break away and start to get into the car. No one except the old man really wants to go. By now, inevitably, some of those walking by or walking into the restaurant have stopped to stare. "Is that who I think it is?" they ask. Or they may just call out, "Hey, coach, how's it going?" Auerbach waves in response, accustomed to the notion that there are very few places he can go without someone recognizing him. One man, dressed in a suit, walking rapidly with a cell phone to his ear, stops in his tracks when he sees him. He looks at no one in particular among those still on the sidewalk and says, "It's him, isn't it?" "Yes," he's told, "it's him. It's Red Auerbach, the man who, for all intents and purposes, invented professional basketball." "What the heck is he doing here?" the man asks. The answer to that question is simple. It's Tuesday. It began with two brothers who looked up one day and noticed that their grandchildren were either grown up or on the verge of becoming grown-ups. They were, like most men, always busy with something. Work, their own families, travel, friends. It wasn't as if they never saw one another. They did. But there was no consistency to it. Neither can remember who broached the subject or exactly why it came up, but they decided it was time to make a conscious effort to spend more time together. "Let's go to lunch," the older one said. "Chinese, I assume," said the younger. "Of course."